quest of firm believer. Not chasing the world nor fame's deceiver. The truest quest belongs to a believer. Quest of firm believer.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. As for the blessings of the recitation of durood and salawat and salutations upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned beautifully in the blessed hadith mubarakah that the person who sends durood or salawat salutations upon me one time, Allah azza wa jalla sends 10 blessings upon that person. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Nabi Allah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear viewers of Madani channel, once again I welcome on this beautiful silsila quest of a believer, viewers of Madani channel. The journey of a believer in this world is such an important journey that everything depends on this journey. If this journey is a traveled well and we were able to please Allah Azza wa Jalla during this journey, we were able to avoid the whispers and whisperings of shaitan. We ensured that we followed the footsteps of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam during this journey. Then our goal will be achieved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us with Jannah. But if during this particular journey we were nowhere to be found close to Allah Azza wa Jal, close to Deen, close to His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then how will we achieve our goal of the hereafter? The quest of a believer, such an important silsila that prepares myself and yourself whilst in this world to ensure that our goal towards the akhirat is achieved successfully. And today, viewers of Madani channel, the topic of our discussion will be brotherhood in Islam. Allahu Akbar. Innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. Quran beautifully tells us that believers are brothers. Viewers of Madani channel, as believers, we are supposed to have this brotherhood within ourselves. This ukhuwat, it's supposed to be strengthened, so that we are able to advise each other every time we are tackled by shaitan. For indeed, unity is power. They are views of Madani channel. And if we do not have this beautiful attribute of ukhuwat and brotherhood, how will we be able to advise one another? Allahu Akbar. This is how shaitan will penetrate. This is how shaitan will come and confuse us. And then what will happen at the end of the day? Our goal towards the akhirat will be disrupted and we would not be able to gain the reward. What can be said by ukhuwat and what can be said by brotherhood? It is stated on page 185 of Sirat Mustafa, a publication of Maktabatul Madina, with a reference to Sahih Bukhari, that as the Sahaba Ikram, those who migrated from Makkah to Madinatul Munawwara, arrived in Madinatul Munawwara. They arrived in Madinatul Munawwara completely empty-handed, without any provisions, because they left their family members, they left everything behind. They would feel lonely and out of place. And they would also feel that they are in a foreign land and they do not have anybody. There is no doubt that the Ansari Sahaba did everything they could to host the Muhajirin and bring them happiness. But the Muhajirin did not like depending on others for a long time, as they were used to eating from their earning of their own hands. Hence, there was a need to put something in place to take away the concerns of the Muhajirin and set up an independent means of livelihood for them. These are the Muhajirin who migrated from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara. Some of them, they left their family members behind. Some of them, they were driven out of Makkatul Mukarramah and they left their belongings, they left their businesses behind. Now they are in Madinatul Munawwara. They feeling this loneliness of being in a foreign land. And our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is visualizing and is seeing this particular scenario. And what did my beloved and your beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam do? Their viewers of Madani's channel. He established what is known as brotherhood. Allahu Akbar, he put the Muhajirin and the Ansar together and they became brothers of one another. And this jazba and this love of Uhud was so inspiring that some of the companions of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam who migrated from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara, the likes of Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu's jazba, grew up so beautifully that he says to his Ansari brother that, please show me the markets. I need to start trading. I need to start getting myself into business. Allahu Akbar. Within a very short space of time, because of the enthusiasm of brotherhood, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf became one of the wealthiest Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinatul Munawwara. And so is many other companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who were inspired by the jazba and by the enthusiasm of ukhuwa and brotherhood that they became so rich in Madinatul Munawwara. This was the andaz and the muhabbat that the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. The ukhuwa, the brotherhood that was seen in the land of Madinatul Munawwara was something that no history has ever witnessed. Viewers of Madani channel, we have in studio His Eminence Hazrat Maulana Asim Madani Sahib, who has been with us throughout the blessed month of Ramadan. Maulana Asim Madani Sahib, welcome to the show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marana Asim Madani Sahib, alhamdulillah, we have just set the tone and given a scenario to all the viewers of Madani channel. The establishment of brotherhood that was established by Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Madinatul Munawwara. Remember, the Muhajirin came all the way from Makkatul Mukarramah. Some of them left their family members. Some of them left their properties, their businesses, everything. And only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. What more can be said about the sacrifice of the Sahaba Ikram, especially when it comes to the issue of brotherhood?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidi Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حب الأنصار من الإيمان love of the Ansar Sahaba Ikram is from Iman. Actually, love of all the companions is necessary for our Iman. All these Sahaba Ikram, Ridwanullahi Alayhim Ajmain, are Jannati.
Subhanallah.
Whether they embraced Islam before Makkah before Fateh Makkah or after Fateh Makkah, whether they migrated to Madinatul Munawwara or did not migrate to Madinatul Munawwara, whether they took part in the battles of Islam or did not. All these Sahaba Ikram are respected and honored, and it is necessary for us to love all of them.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
But specifically, Hubbul Ansari min al Iman. Why? What is the reason behind that? The reason behind that is that when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwara with some companions, they were in need of help at that time. As you have said, that they left their family members, they left their children, businesses, their lands, properties, everything for the sake of Allah. And when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached Madinah al-Munawwara, he called the Ansar Sahaba Ikram and told them that these Muhajireen are your brothers.
Yeah.
And now look at the jazba of acting upon the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that how the Ansar Sahaba Ikram took these teachings. They sacrificed their wealth. They sacrificed their properties. And they made them equal shareholders of their properties. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set a beautiful example for the entire Ummah. These Ansar and Muhajireen, Sahaba Ikram, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajmain, set a beautiful example for all of us. They did not consider any lineage. They did not consider any race, any color. They acted upon the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Holy Quran. Innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. Mu'mineen are brothers. And a Muslim should be given respect and honor. And a Muslim cannot harm his Muslim brother. A Muslim cannot hurt his Muslim brother. In fact, when we greet and we say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, we guarantee him that you are safe and sound now. Because our greeting is so great that when we say Assalamu alaikum, so it means that we are telling him that I'm giving you safety.
Safety.
You are safe and sound. So what does it mean? That since I have greeted you and I have said that may be blessings upon you, and when you guarantee him that you are safe and sound, then after that you will not backbite against him. Mm-hmm. You will not do fraud with him. You will not deceive him. You will not hurt him. You will not insult him. You will not sway at him. You will always show respect to your Muslim brother. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us in his through his blessed hadith mubarakah. He says that al-muslimu man salim al-muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. Muslim is the one from whose tongue and hand other Muslims are saved. He says that you cannot become a complete believer until you like for your brother what you like for yourself. You like that people may respect you and honor you. So do the same thing to your Muslim brother. And the respect of a Muslim is so important that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the Holy Kaaba one day and said that, O Kaaba, how pure you are. How pure is your fragrance. How exalted you are. How lofty you are. How honored you are. But by the one in whose hand my soul is, the honor of a single Muslim is greater than you, O Kaaba ibn Hassan.
Allah Akbar.
Honor of a single Muslim is greater than Holy Kaaba. So when the honor of a single Muslim, it doesn't mean that that Muslim should be an alim, a peer. Mm-hmm. He must have a status. No, any Muslim brother, as long as he is a Muslim, he is our brother and he must be given respect and honor.
Mm-hmm.
To such an extent that ulama-i-kiram have said that when the miswak which we use, if we use it to such an extent that it can no more be used, then ulama ikram say that don't throw it away. Either bury it or put it on a respected place. Why? What is the reason behind that? There are two reasons ulama ikram have mentioned. One is that since it is a tool of acting upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so it must be shown respect and honor. It must be given respect and honor. And the other reason is that when a Muslim did that miswak, when a Muslim used it, his saliva was mixed with this miswak. And Muslim's saliva must be given respect and honor. Muslim's saliva is pure, pak. So due to the mixture of the saliva of a Muslim with miswak, Sharia says, don't throw it away.
Subhanallah.
Either bury it or put it on a respected place.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah.
And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith pak, he said actually on the occasion of the farewell hajj, hajjatul wada, oh people, listen to my words and understand them well. Every Muslim is a brother to another Muslim. He does not betray him, does not lie to him, does not abandon him in times of difficulty. The honor, wealth and blood of every Muslim is sacred to another Muslim.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, by him in whose hand is my life, you will not enter paradise until you believe, and you will not be true believers until you love one another. And must I not tell you something which, if you do, will cause love to appear amongst you? That is what? Spread salam amongst yourselves.
Allah.
When you meet your Muslim brother, say salam, say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hazrat Fuzail bin Ayyaz rahmatullahi ta'ala says, even looking at your Muslim brother with love and kindness is considered an act of worship.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
On the day of judgment, when there will be no shade except the shade of the arsh of Allah, people will be drowning in their own sweat. The sun will be just few miles away from us, and people will be looking for help and shade. And hadith says, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that at that time there will be seven types of people who will be under the shade of the arsh of Allah.
Subhanallah.
And amongst those seven people, two, those people as well who love each other for the sake of Almighty Allah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. They will also have this opportunity of being under the shade of Allah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So, having love for the Muslim brother is very important. Showing respect to the Muslim brother is very important. Feeling the pain of the Muslim brother is very important. In one hadith pak, it has been said that Muslim is like a wall for another Muslim, which one brick strengthens the other brick.
Subhanallah.
He says that Muslim for the other Muslim should be like the parts of body, that if one part of body is feeling pain, having pain, the entire body feels it. A Muslim should have the mindset of feeling the pain of his Muslim brother. If a Muslim is going through any difficulty, you go forward and help your Muslim brother.
And if you look at the lifestyle of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now you will understand the reason that they were able to conquer the whole world, because they had this uhuwa.
True, true.
They had this brotherhood.
True.
And today we cannot even agree on small little
wherever
things.
They would go, success used to welcome them. And now we have lost that thing. We try our best. We are very passionate. Jazba is there. Work is there. Effort is there. Struggle is there,
Resources are there.
But we don't attain success. Why? because our hearts are not joined. We don't love each other. We don't live like brothers. Brotherhood is not there. That is missing. And that was the actual reason that Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Alayhim Ajmain attained success.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Wherever they went, they attained success.
Subhanallah.
So that is lacking in our society.
Viewers of Madani Channel, this is very important in our lifetime. To have this muhabbat, to have this ukhuwah, to have this brotherhood. Because for as long as we do not have this brotherhood, Allahu Akbar, we will not be able to conquer the world. Like how the companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conquered the world. They were feared from thousands and thousands of miles away because they were together. Allahu Akbar. And one of the reasons that the companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam achieved this high rank of ukhuwah, this high rank of brotherhood, is that they were obedient to Allah and they were obedient to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They were the reciters of the Holy Quran. They were always ready to serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were always ready to help one another. And because of all of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to soften their hearts to such an extent that today we're looking for fame. They never used to look for fame, but fame used to look for them because they were not running for these worldly benefits. Their main concern was the pleasure of Allah and the pleasure of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is why this world kissed the blessed feet of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madani Channel, this is the importance of ukhuwah. This is the importance of brotherhood that we're supposed to be maintaining, that we're supposed to be having. We make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen us and may He strengthen our brotherhood. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala unite our hearts in His obedience and in the obedience of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that inshallah we can once again raise the flag of Islam very, very high, so that once again the people can start entering into this beautiful religion of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like how they entered this beautiful religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the efforts of those who came before us. Until we meet again, because of Madani Channel, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala increase you in barakah, especially in this blessed month of Ramadan. Amin, amin, bijan nabil amin, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Quest of a believer, not chasing the world nor fame's deceiver. The truest quest belongs to a believer. Quest of a believer.